Words matter, especially in the political sphere. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Collins, professor of government and international affairs at Kennesaw State University, examines this through the lens of social media.
Twitter has become a vital communications platform of U.S. diplomacy, and the messages that carry the greatest potential to shape the global image of America are tweets made by the President of the United States. In our study, we analyzed over 2,000 tweets made by the first two presidents of the Twitter era, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, and assessed whether they reflected positively on the United States, enhancing its soft power in particular. Soft power refers to a nation's ability to influence global affairs through the power of attraction, which results in other countries willingly supporting the nation because of its perceived attractive qualities, including its values, culture, and prosperity, and a foreign policy that is seen as benevolent and generous. Our analysis reveals that Barack Obama's tweets were statesmanlike and highlighted America as dedicated to universal values such as liberty, tolerance, and global cooperation, and heralded the U.S. as a leader in science, culture, and the economy. As such, Obama's tweets expanded U.S. soft power. Trump's tweets, conversely, were often combative and conveyed an America less committed to universal values such as human rights and averse to global cooperation, including on shared threats like climate change. While all of Obama's tweets reinforced American soft power, approximately two-thirds of Trump's tweets eroded U.S. soft power. Indeed, empirical data from global opinion polls and research institutions confirms that America's soft power was robust under Obama and declined considerably under Trump. Data also shows U.S. soft power rebounding under Joe Biden. Our findings demonstrate that words matter indeed. A U.S. president's social media activity can produce a profound impact on America's image abroad, its soft power, and thus its security.
That was Stephen Collins of Kennesaw State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.